T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back in Wednesday edition, Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski producing as always.
Hello.
It is time for our weekly chat with Joe Mays, former Chiefs linebacker. Joe's appearance is brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC.
Well, Joe, last night in Major League Baseball, we saw Kevin Cash, the manager of the Rays, take out Blake Snell when he was cruising along, and immediately the Dodgers came back, took the lead. As a player, what are you doing in a situation where your coach makes such a horrible move that ultimately cost you a game and a chance at a World Series championship, man? What do you do as a player when a coach makes such a bad decision?
Man, I think you try not to cause any ruckus after you see something like that happens, man. Of course you don't want to be insubordinated. I mean, you don't want to be insubordinate. You don't want to do things that is going to make the team look bad or make yourself look bad trying to come after a coach. But at the end of the day, I think it's healthy to question a coach's call, especially if you feel like they're making a bad call. I mean, as a player, you're in the game just as much as the coach is. So I think it's okay for you to question, whether the coach is making the right decision being in a serious spot like that.
Have you ever been in a situation where a coach is called in a play and you guys are like, no, screw that, we're not running that, and did something different because you guys are out there on the field and you have a feel for what's going on, maybe more so than the coach does on the sidelines?
It's happened once or twice. I mean, you know what? The coaches, they give you the leeway to make those changes if you see fit. A lot of the times, they admit to messing up. They made a mistake. They shouldn't have made this call. But at the end of the day, if we're able to get through one play, I think we'll be okay as long as everyone is on the same page. So, yeah, I've had that happen plenty of times. It happens all the time, actually. You just give the players the leeway to play. I mean, you just make it simple that way.
And you have to, I think you probably have to be strong enough too to overcome it. Like Joe's mentioning, mm-hmm. Bob.
Yeah.
Like there were some time still to play,
sure,
in the game,
yeah,
and you had the opportunity to write it if you were a teammate. But I got to imagine still the deflation of that all would be so taxing on everybody. I don't know if there's a football equivalent to that, but I feel like a dugout, you can see the air just go out, and then it's, I guess, Joe, how you regroup from that.
I mean, the only thing you can do is continue to play. And yes, I've seen that happen with shuffling the quarterbacks, and guys may have wanted one quarterback to play as opposed to another quarterback. And the only thing that you can do, of course, you can voice your frustration, but all you can do is just continue to play and do your job, because at the end of the day, you are being paid to go out there and play. So, it's only so much you can do as a player. I mean, without trying to look too crazy. So, yeah, I mean, the only thing you can't do is continue to play, continue to show trust in your teammates, and just let it ride from there.
Well, and Joe Mays was talking with former Chiefs linebacker. That brings us to where the Chiefs are when it comes to coaching. The advantage that they have, Joe, over everybody in the NFL is just, maybe except Bill Belichick, when you look at it, it's almost an unfair advantage that the Chiefs have.
Oh yeah, I mean, anytime you have Andy Reid, he's one hell of a coach. Like I've been saying that with anyone that I talk to, I firmly believe that he is the best coach in the NFL right now. I mean, of course you still have Belichick, of course you have Bruce Arians, you have John Harbaugh and several other coaches that is doing a good job with their teams. But I mean, Andy Reid, there's no substitution for him. It's just the way that he approaches the game, the way that he approaches his players. I mean, it's just a family atmosphere, and you can tell those guys really believe in that and feel that when they go out there and play.
Well, what's it like? You've been in there, obviously, with Andy Reid at a couple of different places. What is it like working for Andy Reid and playing
Maybe
for Andy Reid
versus else.
Somebody else that you may have played for? Yeah.
You know what? The great thing about Coach Reid is he allowed you to be you. Like, he don't want you to come in to be a robot. He don't want you to come in and just not be yourself and not be – open to just being open to learning new things and being open to talking to everyone. You know, he don't want you to just come in and just sit there and do everything that he tells you to do. He wants you to come in, be yourself, be a player within the grand scheme of things. I mean, because it's the reason why you're in the building. So we want you to go ahead and show your reason. So he allowed the players to be the player. And of course you have to take coaching, but at the end of the day, just continue to be a football player and go out there and make plays when your name is called.
If you were to guess, is that basically verbatim the speech he might have given Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know what? The crazy thing is, media, they put out so many different things about a player, you know, whether it's, you know, he's a diva, or he complains a lot, or he paid too much money, and the thing is, Coach Reid, he filters through all of that. Like, he don't pay any attention to any of that, to what the media put out there about players, because at the end of the day, the media puts out what, you know, people want to hear about a certain player. So people want to hear that Le'Veon Bell is a diva, that he whines, he cries too much, he whines when he don't get the ball. But the thing is, Coach Reid, he don't care about any of that. Just come in, be who you are, play the game. When your number is called, it's going to be called often. We just want you to make plays for us so we can win games at the end of the day.
Joe Mays with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And that's interesting you bring that up, because I'm with you. I think the media sometimes creates stuff that truly isn't there. And especially with Le'Veon Bell, I'm trying to find a player or somebody that ever said anything negative about Le'Veon Bell. And there really isn't anything out there. I mean, I think fans are upset that he sat out the year and wanted to get what's his. But at the end of the day, it's a business. I've never heard a player or a teammate really talk ill of Le'Veon Bell.
No, you don't hear anyone saying anything bad about him. And that's the thing. Like, those are the opinions that really matter. You know, it's the guys that you're going to battle with each day in and day out. What do they think of you? You know, how do you, what's our relationship like? And if you can talk to every single player that he played with, and every last guy just speaks nothing but volumes about him, nothing but positivity about him, you know, not saying that he's this or he's that, and he's not what the media portrays him to be, then you know that you have yourself a good football player, and you know that the media is going to continue to put out those false narratives. So you just have to be able to weed all that crap out and just, you know, be able to accept the football player or accept the man that he is. And that's a guy that just want to go out there and win. It just so happened he wasn't in a position to win these last couple of years.
The only blip was financial, right? When it got down to it for him, that the money happened. Is it safe to say that we, outside of a locker room, fans and everybody else, worries about the distraction of that more so than a player inside a locker room does?
Yeah, way too much. And then you tack on that, you know, what a guy may do off the field, and then you say, well, yeah, he's a headache. I mean, you know, the guys are human. You know, guys can afford to live their life the way that they want to live it, as long as they're not causing any problems. You can't say that because the guy, you know, may complain about his contract, especially when he was guaranteed that one thing was going to happen, and then all of a sudden it changes. You can't say that he's a diva or he's a prima donna, and then he goes out and he goes out and be out and about and doing all these different type of things. I think, you know, we just get so stuck into, you know, what an athlete or what a celebrity is doing on a day-to-day basis, when really, at the end of the day, they're just as human as you are. So just look at the human, look at the person. Don't pay attention to what the media is feeding you, because at the end of the day, you know, they can feed you and make you like or dislike a player just based off of certain things that they put in there. So it's all about you doing your own research and making sure that you believe in the person itself.
Former Chiefs linebacker Joe Mays joins us each and every Wednesday. Joe, we'll catch up next week.
Hey, appreciate it. We barely even talked to any Chiefs today, man. I think the people are starting to really understand how great this Chiefs team is. And I mean, at the end of the day, we can I say we because I'm a part of it.
That's
too.
Fine.
We can control our own destiny, man. So I think, you know, if we continue to just, you know, approach every single game the same way, approach it with the right attitude, the right focus, they can win it out. They can win this. They can win this thing again.
We didn't want to save any time for the Jets.
No, that's kind of what it is. We're like,
we didn't even need any of that this week.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a blowout. Don't even worry about that.
Okay, that's right. Okay. That's kind of what we thought. That's players only on Thursday night with you and Danon, right?
Absolutely. We'll be there.
All right, my
check
man.
Check it out, 6 to 7 right here Thursday nights here on 610 Sports Radio, the players only show, Joe Mays and Danon Hughes right here on 610 Sports Radio.
We didn't talk any Chiefs. They play the Jets this week. Oh, yeah, they're going to blow them out.
Yeah, that was the real reason.
There it is.
Not a lot to say about the Jets.
The who?
Ugh. Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.